Could giving whole blood in the field improve survival in patients with traumatic hemorrhage? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A randomized clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine evaluated whether pre-hospital transfusion of whole blood improves outcomes in patients with traumatic hemorrhage. In this multi-center trial, patients with suspected severe bleeding were randomized in the pre-hospital setting to receive either low titer, group O whole blood, or standard component therapy, including packed red cells and plasma. The primary outcome, 30-day mortality, did not differ significantly between the two groups. While whole blood transfusion was feasible and logistically achievable in the field, it did not demonstrate superiority over conventional component-based resuscitation. Although whole blood remains an appealing strategy for simplifying trauma care, current evidence does not support a clear survival advantage, reinforcing that standard transfusion protocols remain appropriate in most settings. In our next story, a large population-based study examined the real-world consequences of incomplete colorectal cancer screening. Colorectal cancer screening is highly effective, but only when follow-up is completed. In this study, investigators evaluated outcomes among patients with positive fecal occult blood tests who did not undergo recommended follow-up colonoscopy. The findings showed that patients who failed to complete follow-up had a significantly higher incidence of colorectal cancer and more advanced stage disease at diagnosis compared with those who underwent colonoscopy. Delays in follow-up were also associated with worse outcomes, highlighting a critical gap not in screening itself, but in the completion of the diagnostic pathway. The authors emphasized that a positive screening test is not the endpoint, it's the beginning of a process, and failure to follow through may substantially increase patient risk. And finally, a large study published in Nature Medicine explored the long-term impact of antibiotics on gut microbiome. Analyzing nearly 15,000 individuals, investigators found that antibiotic exposure was associated with reduced microbial diversity, not just in the short term, but up to 4 to 8 years after use. Certain antibiotic classes, including clindamycin and the fluoroquinolones, were linked to the most pronounced and persistent disruptions. Even a single course of antibiotics was associated with a measurable long-term change in microbiome. What this suggests is that antibiotic prescribing decisions may have lasting biological consequences well beyond the immediate infection, reinforcing the importance of antimicrobial stewardship in everyday clinical practice. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Setti for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.